Lift every chair and swing till earth and heaven ring. Swim from across the lake to whoop that ass. Play with your friends, not me, or you can really see. Catch these hands, cross your head for show. Podcast time. My name is Al. My name is Al.
And my name is Michaela.
And welcome to the Why You podcast. How y'all doing today? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing. Some things have been going on.
Have they? But. Welcome again, everybody, to the YU Podcast, the number one podcast for everybody who understands that this ain't the olden days and stuff that was happening back then, not happening no more.
Yes.
So we're going to jump right into it. Of course, we had to do this beautifully written rendition of Lift Every Chair and Swing.
And Swing.
Written by one Miss Alicia Kayla Keys.
I try.
But, you know, let's jump into it. We're going to talk about what they have entitled the Alabama Sweet Tea Brawl.
Yes.
Or the Alabama Sweet Tea Party.
Yes.
As it's kept. But, my dearest wife, why don't you explain it to the people who may not have the internet? Well, if they don't have the internet, they can't listen to the podcast. So they don't have the social media, and they don't understand what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. What you got?
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, on Saturday, August 5th, 2023, in Montgomery, Alabama, there was a brawl. These are the facts.
Okay.
The captain of the riverboat remained away from the dock for 40 to 45 minutes. Because the private boat was blocking. The owners of the boat confronted the co-captain of the riverboat with obscene and aggressive language. Okay? So, the thing is, when people saw this video, because there's a video out. For those of you who hadn't seen the video, go watch it. It's everywhere.
Right.
Just type in brawl. I said brawl. Type in brawl. type in ball. Alabama brawl. Type in Montgomery. All of that is going to pop up. So originally everybody thought this guy was a security guard, but actually he's not the security guard. He was the co-captain of one of the boats.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so he was the co-captain of the riverboat. That's what it was. And so a brawl broke out. Now, I'm going to list this facts and then we're going to go back on, you know, and dissect the things that happened. So 13 people were detained, but were released. All of the warrants are for the owners of the private boat. They have one in custody, two set to turn themselves in, and then it's an ongoing investigation. Now, when you watch the video, they have the guy who we first thought was the security guard, but now we find out he's the co-captain. They show the people on the boat coming towards him because what he was doing was telling them to move their boat so that the riverboat can basically dock, right?
Right, right.
And they did not want to move their boat. So, just so you know, the co-captain was a black male, and the people who were the aggressors in the situation were a white family. And so they came, charged at him. How would you describe it?
They got a little.
Not a little.
They got. I was trying to, you know, give
funny
a little,
with your words.
Yeah. They got a bit handsy, so to speak.
First they were verbal, then they was handsy, and then they tried to basically, well, they did. They jumped old dude.
They jumped.
And when that happened, and he, because he was fighting back too when they first started charging at him, but it was so many that came, and they came and basically jumped him. And so when it looked like he was defenseless, that was like the hooty hoo call.
Mm-hmm.
All the black folks from wherever they were, they came to this man's rescue to make sure that he wasn't going to get, you know, jumped by this family.
Or choked out or nothing like that.
Or, you know, basically die.
Right.
You know? So they came from everywhere. Like people from the dock, people from the boat, people from another boat. Man swam across the...
That 16-year-old boy swam in the lake.
To make sure everything was okay.
Right.
Then a big old brawl popped off. Everybody was getting swung on.
Yep.
Getting mollywopped, getting beat on. Then you got old school come out here with his chair, bopping people's on the head.
Yacking them, whacking.
He don't play them games. So he got his chair, bop, bop, bop. We ain't about to play with y'all. That's what we're not doing today.
We not. We not. So since then, because today we are doing this on Wednesday the 9th. So
This happened on Saturday.
This happened on Saturday, August 5th.
Mm-hmm.
But so much has happened. So much more information has come out because that's new information that we found today, or Kayla found. Let me not say we. And then people have been reenacting it. I saw somebody get
everywhere.
Someone got a tattoo of a chair on their arm.
I saw that. They got earrings. They got memes. They got shirts. They got everything. They got singles trying to plan a benefit concert to help the people and their accounts if they gotta get charges and they need legal fees. They about to help them out.
Right. And I'll say this, like thinking about it. There's a lot of undertones, of course, when it comes to stuff like this. I mean, Alabama is known sometimes to be a hotbed of racism and things like that. When you were reading some of the stuff that was happening where everybody jumped in to help this co-captain, I think about that gentleman who got choked out on a subway, ended up dying because this one guy, I don't remember the altercation. But I remember it was a white guy and a black guy, and the white guy choked out the black guy, and the black guy ended up dying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they weren't going to let that happen.
They said, not on my watch. Okay, bit, we coming.
Exactly. And then,
I mean, everybody from all age.
Yes. And then there were so many camera angles, all new angles that would come up.
Yeah,
the,
that's true.
Like how people were making memes of it. And it's going to be meme heavy for about another week or two before the next thing happens.
Right.
But the craziness and the beautiness in all of it is that it was an old school fight.
Mm-hmm.
There were no guns. There was no knives. Like, people was throwing hands and they were throwing chairs. And after it was done and the cops came and broke it up, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how it should be.
Yep.
Y'all got issues, fight it out with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends got beef too. They can get it just as much as you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it ends.
Right.
People live. You can go to court. You can have your day in court. You go to jail, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But no one died.
Right.
And that is why we can kind of make memes of it, make light of it, have fun with it.
Right.
Because everybody lived.
Exactly.
Now, some people got concussions, probably.
Don't start nothing, won't be nothing.
Got some black eyes.
If they expect people to come back, then they shouldn't even start it.
True.
So they did it to themselves.
True. I mean, one thing that I never have been a fan of is like people's audacity when it comes to things. Mm-hmm. Like if you have been told to move your boat, or if your boat got moved so that the boat that is supposed to be there needs to dock, and you come in and you causing issues.
They boat that get moved, they never moved it.
I saw an earlier video. Because there was a longer one, it just got cut right before they started fighting, where the co-captain had undocked their boat and it started like drifting down a little bit, and then he redocked it so it would have so the bigger boat would have space to then dock, and then that's when the altercation had started because they did that. But I'm not 100% on like all of that.
It's like what I read, they said The boat numerous times over PA requested that the small pontoon boat owned by the family be moved. The family as a whole continually ignored them and flipped them off. The captain then sent a smaller boat out with the co-captain on it to address the family and have them move. The gentleman we're referring to as the security guard was actually the co-captain, and little did the family know by the time they had surrounded him, the police were already on the way and had been called as a waterway obstruction. So at this point, it was looking worse for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they weren't star stood.
Then they'd be like, you know what? Blah, 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 blah. You get that bop, bop for show.
From everybody.
Everybody.
From Michael Phelps Jr., Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Everybody.
So, like, how's your feeling on the whole situation?
I'm glad our folks came together and backed up the man.
Because
It's like you see he's in distress. You see other people are causing a problem when he's just trying to do his job. And it's like, nope, you're not about to kill this black man on my watch. So if we're going to be around here, we're not about to stand here and just have our cameras and record.
Right.
We about to get out there and help.
Exactly.
And I cannot be upset for them for doing that. And also can't look at the other family as being victims to what happened because y'all started it. Mm-hmm. If y'all want to start it, we can end it too.
Exactly. And the fact that they even thought that, you know, they would jump on this one man and that nothing would happen.
Exactly.
It's like, how did
it's like,
figure?
What angle are you going to be able to come out this looking good? Because you on video, everything is on video of y'all starting everything.
Yeah.
So really, is everybody coming to, you know, the defense of him? Now, I don't know. You know how legally they can like pick apart stuff and they'll be like, they're going to try to go at chairman and be like, well, this was not his problem. So he shouldn't have been bopping people. This person shouldn't have gotten in the fight. So he shouldn't have been bopping folks. But like, look, we ain't about to let nobody go down on our watch. So
yep.
Look, that's what we doing.
I mean, you know, more people started coming in, more fights were kind of breaking out. And it's like, at some point, this man came in with the equalizer. Mm-hmm. Like, If y'all have been listening to this podcast from the beginning, y'all know how much I enjoy wrestling. And one thing that is very clear, when a chair gets introduced, that means things have gotten out of control.
It was Royal Rumble for real.
Exactly. So this man did what he needed to do, because after that, the fight was over.
Yep.
Everybody was going to be throwing hands until it escalated out of control. So he was like, you know what?
And it's like, oh, go ahead.
I'm going to be that person.
Right. And then they arrested him, but then he ended up getting released. But later on, they want to bring him back in for questioning. But it's like, y'all knew he was, you know, he wasn't wrong since y'all released him. So it's like, now all of a sudden, who else was in y'all ear? What the family got was some money or something. They was in y'all ear, like, why y'all let him go or something? And then they y'all be like, let me bring him back for questioning. It's like, nah, y'all let him go.
It's like, you want to get him on assault charges? Everybody was fighting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, I think the one thing I'll say is with that lady, when he hit that lady, she was sitting down.
At this point, he said, whack-a-mole. Exactly. Everybody can get it.
Exactly. I mean, I just seen you put hands on somebody. Here's this one top for you. Mm-hmm. That bink. And then the sound effects that people started adding with it, it was just, it was everything.
Right.
But
the
then
Good Times video, the Black Avengers.
Yep. Yep. The painting. With the, you know, the famous painting.
Yeah.
They put the chair in there. It's like, it's good, even though it's a violent situation, it's good that the community came together and protected one another.
Right. And the thing is, even white people who know that the other white people was wrong, they saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, they deserved it. I'm with y'all. Like,
yep.
You know, we ain't about that either.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. We not on that stuff.
Foolishness is foolishness no matter what.
Exactly. It's got nothing to do with race. It's got everything to do with you thought that you was big and bad and you found out that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And you just happened to get it.
Why is AD peeking through the window?
You're just going to get it.
Yep.
With hands.
Exactly.
Like, period.
So I was going to say, like, what's your feelings on it too? But you pretty much saying like how you feel about it too.
Yeah. Like, I have mentioned in the past about there being like a lack of community lately because of us pretty much like being in our phones. It's being just about me and everything,
our content or recording stuff,
yeah,
and all that stuff, but actually people were recording and taking a part of it, so.
Exactly. And to
shout out to the girls' commentary on the first original video who was recording. Yep. Saying everything we was thinking.
Deep down, that would have been you. You'd have been commentating through the whole yep. thing. You'd have been
look at him. Okay.
Brian yeah, Gumble.
Ooh, oh my God.
You would have been Tony Romo. No, Tony Romo does color commentary. I'm talking about announcing.
Right.
So yeah, you would have done it.
Facts on facts.
And be like, look at that. And he's swimming. Oh, he getting it too. Look at him swim with that speed.
See. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So that's that with the bra situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we're going to be talking about this, you know, even more in the future.
Yeah.
Depending on like what's going to come of the warrants and the, you know, the charges and all that stuff. Right. Speaking mm-hmm. of charges.
Charges.
Tory Lanez.
Tory.
Then got 10 years for shooting Meg in the foot. What's your thoughts?
So this is the end of that conversation because we've talked about it.
Yeah.
Before the whole situation.
Yeah.
Someone put up on Twitter that Tory Lanez had a plea deal before all this went down. And he denied it because he thought he wasn't going to go to prison.
Ooh.
Now he's about to spend 10 long years of his life locked up.
Did they unleash like what was in the plea deal?
I think it was that he was not going to see any jail time.
Ooh.
I think that was the gist of it. He was not going to see.
So, okay.
He's not going to see jail time.
So, did he not take that because, like you said, he didn't think he was going to get jail time? Also, was that like his way of like denying that he did what he did? So,
yeah. Because if you take the plea deal,
I'm never going to say I'm guilty to what I did, even mm-hmm. though he did it.
Yeah. That's that ultimate denial.
But it's like, we know he did it. So now you look even more stupid because now you're about to go to jail for it.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you just admitted what you did, maybe you could have did that plea deal.
You could have.
I mean, because I knew I figured he would probably get some time. I didn't think it was going to be 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But because like a lot of people that did, like it was bad what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not knocking that because that's still wrong. But a lot of people did more worse things, like whole murder out here mm-hmm. and got less time.
Yeah.
You know?
But for whatever reason, he thought that he was above all of it. It's like my
very cocky,
my guy.
Really, really, his demeanor and like his like complex that really landed him in jail.
Yeah,
because like the main thing Meg was saying, like he showed no remorse after it, and then you like run around here telling all your fans just like, you know, I'm basically above all of this,
mm-hmm.
and you know, lying, saying you didn't do it, even though we know you did.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like you never did apologize and making it look like she's stupid in the situation
mm-hmm.
when you did what you did.
And I still hate the fact that there are people out there who are like saying that he didn't do what he did when there was enough evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're saying they crucify. I can't even talk.
Crucify.
They crucify black men all the time.
This is not a black man situation. This is a stupid man situation.
Exactly.
Don't link all black men in this because this ain't got nothing to do with just black men.
This nincompoop did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And the prison sentence is justified. And if they're like, well, his life is ruined, he should have thought of that before he decided to shoot at Meg Thee Stallion's feet.
Mm.
So do I feel sorry for him? No, because he didn't feel sorry for what he did,
exactly.
How he traumatized somebody and how he dragged someone's name through the mud to make it seem like he didn't do what he did.
She was like, her life has not been the same since that day.
Exactly. So boo on him. That is. And I hope he does the full 10.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's not like, oh, he can get out.
With good behavior.
No, you.
I feel like it's probably gonna happen since he's a celebrity a bit.
Again, who was Tory Lanez before all of this came up? Because I don't even.
I know you didn't know who he was. I knew who he was. I mean, he was actually, you know, pretty decent singer. He had some good music. But you know,
right. I respect it. I respect it. You know, as a casual music listener.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't know who he was, but you're right. He might. Well, who? You remember when Diddy had the whole gun charge in New York? Who was the rapper that ended up getting the charge.
Shine.
And he did what? 10 years in prison?
Mm-hmm.
So they let Shine go to prison. He knew Diddy. Tory Lanez going. He's spending the whole 10. Because he actually shot. Well, actually, I'm about to say some stuff and I don't remember the full detail.
What?
Because I don't know if someone got shot in the whole Shine
thing. The Diddy Shine thing? It was like, years ago, so I can't remember. I had to look up. I had to dig up the facts.
But I will tell you, in some states.
Because I know Lil' Kim was like involved in all this.
Mm-hmm. In some states, they add years by the bullet. So I feel like Tory Lanez got off pretty easy. Because anywhere else, it was what? 3-4 shots? I think it's like in some states it's like 5 years per.
You can't talk.
I cannot talk today.
So that could have been like 20 years for him.
It could have been 20 plus the 10 for the other charge. So he'd have been looking at 30 years.
My.
So do your 10, homie. Protect your neck. I don't want to say what I wanted to say. Protect yourself. Don't drop that dun dun dun.
But yeah.
But
he's gonna be writing raps like Terrence Howard and Hustle & Flow. I'ma make the suckers recognize.
Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. What's the other one that he did on Empire? Snitch.
Oh
snitch.
Yeah.
Snitch.
I remember that.
Anyway.
Memories.
Oh, man. Hey, I just got mad all over again because we just brought up Empire. And y'all been here. Y'all know. Empire makes me so mad. Mm-mm. I'm not gonna open that
wound. It was a love-hate relationship with Empire.
Not going to do it.
It's just, like at one point you wanted to stop watching, but you couldn't because you wanted to know how it was going to end.
I needed to see them Negroes go down.
I need to see how this is going to end.
And then the show ended without no final episode, no final season. No
I thought
nothing.
That blow up thing was the final episode.
No, something else was about that. It was something else was supposed to happen. They're supposed to have one more season and then COVID broke out and they just was like, we're done.
That's it.
So anyway.
It's been so long. I can't remember not having closure from it. Blech. I probably tried to remove it. From my thought process.
Yeah, it was like, didn't Lucius get shot or something? And Taraji was supposed to be going to prison. And
oh, yeah.
Something stupid. God.
Yeah, they kind of like, they was weird with the writing towards the end because of that Smollett situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They had to figure out stuff
Juicy
last minute.
Smollett. Anyway.
Speaking of like Smollett type people. The stuff with Carly Russell, like her ex-boyfriend was making club appearances and I thought that was weird. God. Like you're basically trying to make yourself a celebrity off of what just happened. Like now you looking weird.
Okay. Let me be honest with you.
What?
I get it.
You get that he making club appearances?
I get it.
Why though?
If the club is willing to pay him money just to show up and be visible. Do you know how hard it is to get money these days?
It is, but it's just like the publicity getting for it is just kind of weird for me.
It is weird. I'm not saying it's right because it's not right.
You're saying you get it because he's trying to get it for the money or something? Is he trying to get it for the money though? Is he trying to get it for the fame? He's trying to get it for the fame.
He's got his 15-minute window. Milk every second out of it.
Creeper-like to me.
I mean,
but do what you do, son.
Is it wrong? Yeah, it's wrong. His ex-girlfriend is probably going to get some jail time for fraud. It's wrong. But if it's going to get him a little egg of money and he don't have
it's
to struggle for a little
while.
Probably
why she done went crazy because he probably like the ultimate gaslighter.
Probably so. But then, you know.
Ran herself crazy.
Why go through the whole thing that she did? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be upset, but don't fake being kidnapped.
No, not at all.
Don't fake it.
I ain't talking about her right now. I'm talking about just his weird club appearances. But do what you do.
It's everybody's fault, really. He probably pushed her to it. She did it. Now he's like, you know what? All of my pain and anguish, I have to be compensated. Someone help me. Through all of this.
Right. Another thing I want to talk about too, because I had made a post about this on Facebook the other day and it started a conversation. So like one day, Jamie Foxx had made a post And he said, they killed this dude named Jesus. Mm. What do you think they'll do to you? Hashtag fake friends. Hashtag fake love. I automatically knew what he was talking about.
Yes.
Because that's how I talk sometimes too.
Right.
But a person who didn't know what he was talking about was Jennifer Aniston. She took what he said and made it like he was making racial slurs.
Anti-Semitic comments.
Towards the Jewish community.
Right.
Which that's not what he was doing.
That is not what he was doing.
If most people don't know, sometimes black folks that grew up in the church, we talk like this.
Yeah.
Even when we used to sing hymns. Yes. We talk like this. They killed Jesus.
Yep.
Okay. We always say these things because these are facts. That is true. They killed Jesus. So she looking at it as they, you're talking about the Jewish community.
Right.
Now you're trying to crucify them.
Right.
No, we saying. He basically saying like it's from fake friends out there.
Yeah.
Judas, you know, went behind Jesus' back.
Yep. Judas was a fake friend.
He's comparing these fake friends to Judas and they killed Jesus.
Right.
These are all facts. So how you take that simple sentence and just go and try to blow Jamie Foxx up like that? It's like y'all got an agenda towards him. Y'all trying to get him out the media for real, for real.
I think that it is. There have been a lot of marginalized groups. There's been a lot of atrocities against groups of people. One thing that we, or a lot of us, because, you know, some people, some black folks hate everybody. And they're just as prejudiced. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this situation, it is clear and obvious that Jamie Foxx was talking specifically about be careful who you trust.
Right.
Because you never know when they will turn on you, because that is the truth.
Right.
And he used what a lot of us in our community, in the black community, talk about is the fact that if someone that was close to Jesus Christ would turn on him.
Right. What you think they're going to do to you?
Who do you think you are that? Exactly.
And that's all he was saying.
But then someone without that knowledge decided to open their mouth and be loud.
Right.
And make it something that it wasn't.
And he had to make a whole apology for it, which he didn't even have to do that. But he was doing the politically correct thing to make people feel okay.
Exactly.
And she was like, this just makes me sick.
But
like,
my
girl, bye.
She has not apologized.
She has not. She's been very quiet because maybe I missed something, but I hadn't seen her say anything else after this.
It's like if you're going to say something and be wrong, then you need to be just as loud in your apology because now you understand it was never
meant to be that.
But
you up here trying to assassinate his character. He's still trying to get back on his feet from being sick recently, and now he come back out saying stuff, and you just gonna like hit him across the head for the first thing he's saying.
Mm-hmm. So really, it is just like you don't want to take accountability for not knowing, or at least not looking into the context.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this whole thing, like, a lot of people are very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I really do. I get it. There are things that people say that is hurtful. There are things that people say that are hurtful. Mm-hmm. English. And that is 100% the case.
Right.
But in this one, it's not.
Right.
And now that it is established that it's not, how do you then apologize? Don't call him up and apologize to him on the phone, because you didn't call him up and call him out on the phone. You did it in front of millions of people online
to try to embarrass him. So you better have a public apology too if you plan on apologizing.
But instead, it's quiet. Well, maybe you should have been quiet in the first place.
Thanks.
So, I mean, Jamie has been through a lot the past few months. The last thing he probably... Not even probably. The last thing he would have done is try to point the finger at a whole group of people when the man was fighting for his life.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he come back and do that?
Right.
So maybe you should have thought one step further than being sensitive about something.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what true hate speech looks like.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen it over and over. That's not that. Why would you tie those two together?
Right.
You just want to be upset about something. Sorry about that. That came in kind of hot, didn't it?
Yeah.
My bad. Well, we not going to hold y'all long today because we said all we had to say. But one last thing we're going to say is a weekly motivation to get everyone through the rest of this week. Because let me tell y'all something. It has been hot and it has been a drawn out week. Mm-hmm. I'm burnt out. Mm-hmm. So we going to do what we got to do and get some rest.
Right.
So, Michaela.
Yes.
Is there anything you like to say to the people?
Okay, mine is not a motivation per se. Mine is just, I'm so excited that my baby boy started kindergarten this week. He'll be going to school 4 days a week. They're going to be off Fridays this year. New school, different rules. And then this is actually the first year that this school is doing this where they're doing 4 days, and it's a little bit longer, but it's not as bad because they still have to kind of walk out a little bit early too, because that carpool line is no joke.
It but ain't.
Like I said, it's not really like a motivation. It's just like a celebration. just, you know, happy for new milestones and new markers, mile markers. And also want to say today is August 9th, which means today is my daddy's birthday. So want to say happy 56th birthday to my daddy.
Happy birthday.
All the way. Shouting out all the way to Shreveport, Louisiana.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day. And then also rest in peace, Whitney Houston. Today is her birthday also.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all I got to say.
The greatest love of all ain't to me. I'm sorry. So I just mentioned about burnout, and you know, we talk about it from time to time, like burnout happens pretty easily. Especially when you're like working in the heat, or you're constantly overwhelmed with stuff at work or stuff at home. Like burnout is really easy to happen. Mm-hmm. And in those moments, really do listen to yourself, listen to your heart and your mind, and say, like, what is it that I need? Do I need rest? Do I need time away? Like, what is it that I need?
Mm-hmm.
And actually take that time to take care of yourself, because pushing through burnout can lead to mental strain, a decline in your mental health, mm-hmm. A decline in your physical health, mm-hmm. because your body and your mind are one. And you don't want to try, oh, I got to do this because I got to take care of this, or I got to go to work because of this. Like, yeah, you can do those things. But when you get to work, do you have to do everything when you get there? You don't.
Mm-hmm.
You can just take your time and be, you know, cautious with yourself. When you feel that, recognize it. And don't do that thing that a lot of us do. Oh, I'll be okay. Stress is a silent killer.
Mm-hmm.
And pushing through that stress, I would think that many of you that have families, you know, if you got kids, you got a spouse, or your mom, your dad, your siblings, or if you've, you know, if you're adopted, your adoptive family, I think that they would rather prefer to have you around
mm-hmm.
than to have to put you in the ground. I've been rhyming a little bit today. I don't know if you noticed that.
All that's right, little rapper. Little rapper Allen Beauty.
But honestly, though, take care of yourself, because you don't want to have someone else be the one to have to take care of you because you physically cannot. Be easy on yourself. We thank y'all so much for listening to this episode and dealing with this burnout sound. And also remember, if you're going to win,
you're going to win as a winner.
And if you're going to lose, you're going to lose as a loser and not as a quitter. But we're going to wrap this thing up for Michaela.
Love y'all, bae.
And Alfonso, we bid you a good day and adieu. Please love each other, hug each other, take care of each other, take care of yourselves. And when all else fails, if they out there kicking that good stuff, grab you a chair mm-hmm. and start swinging. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be a physical chair. It can be a metaphorical chair. You could be taking down your demons with a foldable chair in your heart or in your mind. So when all that fails, grab a chair and get to swinging. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you next time.
Fade in the water.
I can't.
Fade in the water. Cheer and fade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.